Welcome to another episode of the Voice Works Podcast. We had two people here, so I'm going to show this how we got. How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing amazing, Ellie. How
so
are you?
So lockdown, but we got Ellie Form here. I'm doing amazing.
Why did I say not just great to be here, Ellie?
Oh, because you're better than great.
Why am I better than great tonight?
The Bucks won, and we are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. So I just want to point this out. I figured this out. So the Bucks played the NFC East in the wild card 3 times in a row.
We're 1-1.
In the wild card. So take it back a long time ago, 2011, I think it is. I think it is 2011.
Correct.
I am correct.
I think 2008.
2008. The Giants beat the Buccaneers.
Before there was an Ellie.
Before there was me, older than me. So then there was Washington versus the Bucks. Taylor Heineke first real game that he got into, I think. You know what happened with that? The Buccaneers won.
And just an important note. Thank you to Anchor who had us go to the Washington football team's last game.
Oh, today. We got great seats. You got the middle suite this time. The middle suite.
Well, thank you, Anchor, as always.
Yeah. So, Howie. And now we are going to be playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Philly, we got to see the stadium. It's all silver paneled. We're not playing there. We are playing in Tampa. Howie, give me your game prediction.
Game prediction, Buccaneers 28, Philadelphia Eagles 21. We have some bad playoff history against the Eagles, but we also have some great playoff history against the Eagles, right? Our first playoff game that we ever won for the 1979 season was against the Eagles. Of course, we had the last victory in their old stadium, the Vet, knocked them off in the NFC Championship game, then went on to win the Super Bowl, the first of our two Super Bowls. I am pumped. We started today with the third seed.
Finish
we ended
with
today
the
with the second seed. Hopefully two home playoff games before we go to Ice and Lambeau. Hope we end this season in Southern California.
My final score, 36-28 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Fire those cannons.
Yeah. 36
now,
in total.
Ellie, our season continues. Many seasons ended today. Undoubtedly, some coaches are going to lose some jobs.
Vic Fangio officially lost his job. His fault. He had a horrible quarterback.
Do you believe he'll be available? If you could say three, who are your top free agent QBs who are going to be available to help teams that are sad today?
There are some quarterbacks that are just too old. Joe Flacco, Brian Hoyer, and I just have Cam Newton. He's too old. Those guys are too old. I want to give one honorable mention at my number four, Nick Boyle. My number three, I have to give it to Colt McCoy. My number two, PJ Warner. My number one, Taylor Huntley.
Oh, those are, it's interesting, really not a lot of great quarterbacks out there for teams.
Yeah.
I feel like this season, a little bit more excitement. Mitch Trubisky, I believe, was available. And Dalton was available. You had some established names, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to see where Mike White of the Jets ends up. You know, is he going to get a chance?
He will. He should. Hopefully back in New York. I want to say one thing. Anchor. All rights reserved.